Welcome to a special Summer Sessions broadcast on KHOI Community Radio. This occasional summer series features selected shows from the Roosevelt Summer Sunday Concerts in Ames. This week, we are featuring the Iowa School of Jazz, made up of high school students from the Ames-based Iowa School of Music. These students played July 3rd at Roosevelt Park, and KHOI volunteer Jonah DeGeest was there to capture their sound. I'm your host for today, Greta Anderson, and I was also there, gathering interviews and soaking in the scene. Al Biella is the director of the Iowa School of Jazz and has been teaching the kids in the band for many years at his business, Iowa School of Music. He is also the bass player of the band, and throughout the performance he was laying down the rhythm and nodding his head to the jazz groove with a grin of sincere musical appreciation spread across his face. The concert began with a tune called Mr. PC by John Coltrane, and Four, a song claimed by Miles Davis but believed to be by Eddie Vinson instead. Here's director Al Biella's take on these tunes.
They're fairly easy, uncomplicated arrangements, so it kind of gets us all kind of moving in the same direction. You know, it's like, yeah, you just play the melody a couple times and then some solos, and then you play the melody again in real standard kind of arrangements. And just, I like the sound of our horns playing a melody.
So here they are, the Iowa School of Jazz on KHOI Summer Sessions.
Thank you. So how are you doing today? Good, good. Thank you so much for coming out. We're Iowa School of Jazz, directed by Al Biella, and we're going to be entertaining you with some jazz numbers this evening for about an hour. First, I want to thank the organizers for letting us open the show this evening. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'm Julie Michelle Manahar. I'm your vocalist and pianist today. I hope you enjoy.
All right.
So you're probably wondering who these horn players are over here. So let me introduce you to them. Okay, starting on the far left over there, there's Cole Hillier on the saxophone. You're right.
Stage left.
Then we have Ryan Lynn on trombone. Also on trombone, we have William Brum. And also on saxophone, we have Sarah Farwell.
That is Julie Michelle Manahar announcing the horn section. She was on piano, and her mature-sounding vocals clearly shone in this breezy outdoor concert. Here's Albiella describing the next tune, Black Orpheus, by the Brazilian composer Luiz Bonfa.
That's the first of the Latin tunes that we're doing, and I really like the Latin tunes, and I think they really suit our group in a lot of ways. I think one of the main reasons is, you know, the fact that we have Julie singing with us and that it's a really good style for her. But also Dominic, the drummer, he has a good vocabulary of the Latin stuff. And so I guess with all that, I just think the Latin direction is a great direction for our group. Thank you.
You are listening to a special Summer Sessions broadcast on KHOI Community Radio, featuring Roosevelt Summer Sundays concerts. The music you are hearing is performed entirely by Ames teenagers, with the exception of Al Biella, their teacher and director, on bass. These kids have been working with Al for many years, and the group has been playing together for a year and a half. You just heard Black Orpheus with the lovely Julie Michelle Manahar providing the vocals. Next is another Latin tune, Spain, by Chick Corea. Here's Al's take on the tune.
That is a little more of an elaborate arrangement. There's a little bit more going on in there. And that's kind of presented a challenge to everybody. And it took us individually, like Cole, the tenor sax player, He played Spain. Maybe it was even 2 years ago. He worked it up for our student concert as a solo piece, just accompanied with piano. And then other people started learning Spain, and it just takes everybody a while to really get up and running and comfortable with that one. And so to get the whole group, especially with some players being fairly recent to the group, up and running with that one, that took a little bit of extra work. So I'm always pleased when we're doing that one.
It's the accumulation of a lot of hard work.
It is. That one, yeah, that one has a kind of a history with us, yeah.
Next was Autumn Leaves, a song featuring the playing of Dominic McDonald on the drums. Dominic has been playing drums since he was 5 years old. Now a teenager living in Somerset, he says that jazz is definitely his favorite genre of music.
I started playing rock, but then I changed to jazz because I found it more interesting.
Autumn Leaves is a challenging piece for the drummer, but Al says...
You know, when the drummer really connects with what you're doing and he can really put a lot of focus and energy, that's what you need your drummer to do all the time. And I really am glad we have Dominic playing with us. And the longer he plays and the more he grows, the more able he is to do that across the board with different fills. But there are some things he obviously connects to better than others. And he really connected to what we decided to do with that tune.
Because the melodies is like slow quarter notes, but the entire time I was doing fast-paced 16th notes. So like for every note they play, I'd play four. I was doing a little faster than that sometimes. Yeah, triplets.
And now, Autumn Leaves by Joseph Kosma, performed by the Iowa School of Jazz on KHOY Community Radio's Summer Sessions.
Thank you.
In my conversation with Albiella, he explained that there were three kinds of rhythm in jazz: Latin, swing, and funk. That last piece, Chameleon by Herbie Hancock, definitely defines funk. But he said this next one, Black Crow, doesn't quite fit into any of those categories.
it's got some things in common with Latin, and it's got some things that are a little bit funkier about it. It falls in between. I think I like that about it, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a crow flying, black and ragged, tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny.
Thank you.
you.
That last piece was A Familiar Number, Take 5, by Paul Desmond. We'll go out with the tune 7-8, written by Al Biella himself back in the 1970s to teach his students at the Iowa School of Music the 7-8 time signature. See if you can count the 7 measure. Thank you for listening to Summer Sundays on KHOI Community Radio, an occasional summer music series on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m., featuring selected bands from the Roosevelt Summer Sunday Concert Series. I've been your host and producer, Greta Anderson. This week, it was Iowa School of Jazz. Iowa School of Jazz is Cole Hillier on tenor sax, Sarah Farwell on alto sax, William Brum on trombone, Ryan Lynn on trombone, Noah Heinrich on guitar, Julie Michelle Manahar on piano and vocals, Dominic McDonald on drums, and Al Biella, director and bass. Our next summer session broadcast will be next week, August 10th, and will feature the recent performance of Abby and the Sawyers, an Americana folk band. For more information about Roosevelt Summer Sundays, go to their website, www.summersundays.org. Concerts at Roosevelt Park begin at 7 p.m. every Sunday throughout the summer. The next concert in the series is Burnin' Sensations Light. Bringing you live and local music is part of KHOI's larger mission of building community through communication. When we attend live music events or tune into community radio, we enrich our own lives and connect with our neighbors. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week here at KHOI Community Radio.
They were things they weren't expecting, like the breeze taking the charts flying around the stage. You know, once we get all that stuff memorized, we won't have that problem anymore. But so now they'll all put their stuff in binders. Hey, we learned a lot from that. I really thought they played well and just rose to the occasion and rolled with the punches. And some of the material I just felt like, yeah, this is the way we want to sound. So that was a great thing to achieve. To reach that a couple times tonight was fantastic for us.
I'm curious, do the kids take naturally to jazz, or do they maybe start out with ambitions to play rock and roll and then they switch over once they see how fun jazz is?
It has definitely gone that way. I mean, like our guitar player, who still likes to play rock, but he's had a lot of really interesting comments about how he really likes the whole jazz approach. And our drummer has pretty much turned into a jazz drummer. And that's kind of where he's headed, and that's really super fun. He has been my student for a really long time. And with Dominic, I could always get him to do, like, really crazy things like, Dominic, let's learn to play in 11/8 time, or other really kind of, like, exotic things, and he really took to all that stuff a long time ago. So he was, in many ways, a very natural fit for this group because I knew I could really push him in with the different rhythms and whatever we wanted to do, yeah. And the Iowa School of Jazz is an open door. If somebody thinks, oh, maybe that's for me, you know, come check us out. I love working with the students. I really, things like tonight are just fantastic.
So have you been to these concerts before?
I haven't been to a Roosevelt Summer Sunday concert before, but I will now that I know of it. I didn't know these were happening, so I definitely want to attend more of these.
Great. Well, we've been talking with Julie Michelle Manahar. And Julie, how old are you?
I'm 15.
So you have a good long career ahead of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the beautiful music today.
Thank you so much for coming.